Harvey Keene's up, runner on first, and Roebuck is a sinker ball pitcher, and as good as right field hitter as Harvey Keene is, you can't hit Roebuck hardly to right field. I mean, he just throws it in on your hand. So I'll never forget, Alston moves Burright over towards first base a little bit. Now, if Gilliam had been out there, he would have maybe moved a step, but then when the pitch was made, he'd have moved right back where he could make the double play. Goddamn, he hits a ground ball to short. Wills gets it, and Burright has to take the throw on the run. The time he pivot, it's a boom, boom play at first, and we miss the double play, and the game's over. Well, Roebuck, then I think Mays hits one off of his hip, and he gets on base. Then there's a bloop. Now they bring in Stan Williams, the worst guy in the world to bring in a relief in this situation. And he hits one batter, and they get a hit, and they end up scoring four runs when we should have been out of the goddamn inning. And we lose 6-4, and that was the World Series and the whole bit. And
yep.
I guess that's probably one of the biggest disappointments in my life.
I bet.
Losing out, because in 59 I went through with the Giants, we lost out to the Dodgers, and I turned right around in 62, I'm with the Dodgers, and we lose to the Giants.
You were close several times.
I didn't have much luck on getting the World Series.
You never met. You were a year off at St. Louis, weren't you?
Year off what?
You were a year off getting this World Series with St. Louis. Didn't they get?
Well, no, with the Giants. See, we went in 53 when DeRocher did everything wrong.
And that's right.
Before he'd send up Dusty Rhodes or Bill Taylor, and they all hit home runs every time, and they won the series and won the pennant in 54.
And you were in the service.
And I was in the service.
Yeah, and you were with St. Louis in 63, and they went in 64.
No, I was in St. Louis 60-61.
Oh, I thought you were later than that.
No.
Okay.
60-61. I went from the Giants to St. Louis.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. That's right. That's right.
We finished in 60. In 60, we had a heck of a year, and the Pirates beat us out. We went into Pittsburgh, and they swept a five-game series from us and knocked us out, and then that's the year they beat the Yankees in the World Series in 60. So I think we finished second or third that year, but made a good run for it. So it's always interesting, played on some good teams, except I guess 56 and 57 Giants, we didn't do very good.
No, boy, that moved to the West Coast.
Years, but that's when they was, guy had Foster Castleman and Brissoud and Rogers, and we had a bunch of rinky-dink Sarney, and we didn't have some real great players that year.
Very weak Giant squad for the Lonsky, type of teams they had.
Gale Harris was playing. Valmy Thomas, and I don't know, our pitching staff, we had Constable and Monzant, and just down, a couple down years there in Polo Grounds.
A lot of names that a lot of people today have never heard of, never will.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Darrell, I've taken
a lot of your time.
I've taken a lot of your time, because you're doing this for me, and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Darrell, it's going to take me a few days to get this typed up and everything.
If you find out something you're missing, give me another call.
Oh, I will. I think, but you, I really appreciate it. A lot of the guys I ask questions, and the answers are yes or no, and I can't get any information. But
I like
you
to talk baseball because I feel like I played in an era when the players were just a little bit better.
Yes.
And the expansion teams and everything. I don't know where they're going to get players that put on two expansion teams.
They'll get bodies, whether the players or not. Something else.
The one thing I think they ought to do is cut the rosters down to 23, and then at least that would give two guys that are on major league rosters off every team to stock the players with. But they keep it at 25, and two or three guys on each team never get to play, so they don't need 25 guys.
It doesn't seem like. Of course, a pitcher, they go through pitchers right and left. They've got to carry more than they
goddamn
need.
Goddamn managers, there were three games I looked in box scores the other day where the managers, some guy had got him out in the eighth inning, and instead of letting him pitch the ninth, he got to bring in somebody that's making a lot of bucks, and he ends up blowing the game.
Mm-hmm.
And Sutcliffe the other day had the Dodgers 3-0 in the top of the ninth, just pitching a hell of a game. He gives up a hit, and then a guy makes an error, then he gets the next guy out. Now they take him out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And the relief pitchers give up four runs, and the Dodgers win 4-3. They just got to make a change.
I can't see that the guy's got a three-hitter going 2-0 three hitter going into the ninth, and they bring in somebody else. I can't see that how they could go out to Marichal or Koufax and say, okay, you're coming out now.
Oh, they couldn't do it. Complete games don't mean nothing anymore.
Evidently.
Hey, I got to go pick up my mother.
Okay, Darryl, thank you.
Okay, Brent.
Do you want to see a copy of this before I send it to the magazine?
I'd like to see it, yeah.
Okay, before I send it, I'll submit it to you, and then I'll send you some copies once it's published.
Okay.
Thanks, Darryl.
Thank you, Brent.
Bye.